Chapter 10. Jay becomes Carsten Peters. Finally, the 2 weeks were nearly at an end. Detective Potter was coming to take Jay the next day. Jay was sitting in a chair in the hairdressing salon, his clothes covered with a plastic cape. Miss Stacy was there.
"Well, tomorrow's the big day, Jay," said Miss Stacy. "Today we're going to give you the real Carsten Peters look."
Ian, the hairdresser and makeup artist, was mixing some hair colours.
"I know you're busy, Jill," he said. "You don't have to stay here. Come and get Jay in 3 hours."
"No thanks, Ian," Miss Stacy answered. "I want to watch."
Jay asked, "Will my hair be as blonde as Carsten Peters?"
"Exactly as blonde as his, we hope," said Miss Stacy.
Ian looked at Jay's worried face and laughed.
"Don't worry," he said. "You'll be able to change the colour after the big show."
"What big show? Tell me about it, please," said Jay. Miss Stacy and Ian smiled.
"No, Jay, I'm not telling you anything until Detective Potter arrives," said Miss Stacy.
Soon, Jay's head was covered with hair colour. Ian put a plastic hat over Jay's hair.
"Now, let's look at your eyebrows," said Ian. "They're too thick, so we need to make them thinner."
"Hey," exclaimed Jay, "I like my thick eyebrows."
"You're not Jay Hudson anymore," said Miss Stacy. "Now, you're Carsten Peters. And Carsten Peters hasn't got thick eyebrows, so you must have thin eyebrows too."
"Ouch! Ow!" said Jay repeatedly, while Ian made his eyebrows thinner. When Ian finished, he mixed more colour.
"What's that for?" asked Jay. "Now, I'm going to colour your eyebrows," said Ian. "Your eyebrows must be the same colour as Carsten Peters."
"Aren't you exaggerating?" asked Jay.
"Every detail is important, Jay," said Ian.
When he finished, Ian said,
"Now, close your eyes. I'm going to colour your eyelashes."
"Are you joking?" asked Jay.
"No, I'm not Jay," replied Ian.
Finally, it was time to wash Jay's hair. Everyone was surprised, but satisfied, when they saw the new colour. Ian began to cut Jay's hair.
"Please don't cut it too short," said Jay. Then he added sarcastically, "Yes, I know. I have to have Carsten Peters' hair."
15 minutes later, Jay looked in the mirror. Miss Stacy was satisfied with Ian's work.
"Ian, you're brilliant," she said. "This is Carsten Peters sitting in that chair. No one would know. Wow!"
"Thank you," Ian said, his face becoming red.
"Now, Jay, your skin is darker than Peter's skin, so you'll have to have light-coloured makeup on your face."
"Makeup? But I'm not a girl!" exclaimed Jay.
"All models wear makeup, including men," said Miss Stacy. "But we'll do that tomorrow morning, just before Detective Potter arrives. Then you'll be ready."
"Ready for what?" asked Jay.
"Be patient," said Miss Stacy. "You'll know tomorrow."